For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. The Ogallala Aquifer has long sustained High Plains farming, but now folks from West Texas to north of Nebraska are watching the water table and their towns dry up. Olivia Weeks has more.
The Ogallala supports a fifth of all wheat, corn, and cattle in the U.S. To maintain that productivity, farmers use groundwater at unsustainable rates. Stateline reporter Kevin Hardy says politicians are partly to blame for promoting voluntary solutions to a collective problem.
They've really left it up to farmers and to agricultural interest, and they are not slowing usage nearly quick enough.
Plains residents of all stripes are trying to imagine a drier future. Hardy says the big cities are best situated for innovation.
But you have lots of small towns and cities where the future of their water is at question.
I'm Olivia Weeks.
An experiment in West Texas aims to see if drones can help improve healthcare in rural areas. Led by Matador Uncrewed Aerial Systems, the drone program hopes to speed up delivery of prescriptions, supplies, and equipment in the state with the largest rural population.
If pizza companies can deliver pizzas to customers, why can't we also do that for medical supplies?
Texas Tech Health Sciences Dean Adrian Billings says drones can fly above the line of sight at 70 miles an hour, potentially reaching rural patients faster than current emergency services.
I think it gives us a lot of hope that we can provide more care that our patients and our communities really deserve.
Drones might even be able to deliver human organs faster and more securely. 7,500 organs went unused last year in the U.S. because of transportation issues. The U.S. is a key player in global cotton and wool and holds its own as a producer. Now, the Department of Agriculture is working with farmers on climate-smart land practices and wants to do it in a way that benefits historically underserved groups. Registered Targhee wool breeder Jeff Clark is the first to take part in South Dakota.
It's my goal that smaller producers will be able to better understand and utilize these resources in order to increase their margin and make their operation more sustainable.
Linda Poole is the Northern Great Plains Wool Project Coordinator at the National Center for Appropriate Technology. She says a $30 million program will encourage sustainable grazing practices.
A lot of us with sheep in the Northern Great Plains are dealing with drought and at the same time wanting to intensify our grazing.
Poole says the good news is intensified grazing actually improves soil health. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.